Rhode Island's jobless rate fell by 0.2% in November from 9.2% to 9%. That's 2% higher than the national rate and the highest in New England. Close to 50,000 Rhode Islanders are actively looking for work. And to make matters worse, long-term unemployment benefits end December 28th because of congressional inaction. Charlie Fogarty, director of the State Department of Labor and Training, tried to put a positive spin on the latest numbers.
For the fourth consecutive month, Rhode Island has gained jobs. And that's the first time in 10 years that's happened, that we've had four consecutive months of job growth. We're now at the highest level of Rhode Island-based jobs in 5 years.
The biggest job gains were reported in the food service and manufacturing sectors. Smaller but positive employment gains were also reported in healthcare, retail, information technology, wholesale trade, and logging. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.